In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, a lot has happened on the timeline between the events of last week's gospel lesson and this morning's gospel text. Jesus had left the region of Tyre and Sidon, where he had most recently cast out a demon from the daughter of a Syrophoenician woman, passed through Galilee, and then into the region of the Decapolis, another Gentile territory. There he stuck his fingers into a deaf man's ears, touching the man's tongue and restoring both hearing and speaking to this poor man. While they're in that non-Jewish region, Jesus proceeded to feed over 4,000 more people, most of whom were of Gentile ethnicity. Blow after blow, Jesus struck against the Jewish way of thinking that only they were special in God's sight. Piece after piece of the Jewish facade was chipped away from their idolatry of themselves. Following yet another encounter with the Pharisees, Jesus left the Decapolis, the region of 10 cities, and he boated back across the Galilean Sea. While traveling with his beloved disciples, he sternly warned them against the Pharisees, those lay leaders of the Jewish people, equating their teaching with that of leaven in dough. Just a small bit of the Pharisees' works righteousness will indeed work its way through the whole dough of God's good and faithful people. Likewise, then, you and I are to keep all talk of works righteousness for our own salvation far, far away. Arriving then in Bethsaida, which was home to Philip, Andrew, and Simon, a blind man is brought to Jesus. After healing this man, Jesus and his disciples left that region and went north to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And so Jesus has been busy doing a lot of traveling to and fro. But there in Caesarea Philippi, Jesus proceeds to quiz his disciples, to question them about who they think Jesus truly is. After then hearing Peter's great confession of Jesus as the Christ, Jesus proceeds to teach exactly what that statement is all about. And because Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, he must go to Jerusalem. He must suffer greatly at the hands of the religious leaders. He must die and then be raised to life 3 days later. Peter's rebuke of Jesus and Jesus' subsequent rebuke of Peter then follow. 6 days later, Jesus ascended a certain mountain there in the region of Caesarea Philippi, accompanied by Peter, James, and John. There he was transfigured right before their very eyes, his glory as the Son of God fully revealed in their midst. Coming down then, from that mountaintop experience, we arrive at today's gospel text. The other 9 disciples were at the base of the mountain there, where a man had brought his son for Jesus to heal him. The man's son was possessed by an unclean spirit, a demon, that forbade his son to speak. And it would forcibly seize the boy, take hold of him, throw him harshly to the ground, causing the son to foam at the mouth, harshly grinding his teeth, leaving his body impossibly rigid. Another awful attack by the demonic world, Satan's own minions. Jesus had recently restored hearing and speaking to a deaf man, sight to a blind man, an encounter with the physical. But now he had to come face to face with a very powerful and frightening demon, a spiritual altercation. 9 disciples not privy to the transfiguration of Jesus, they were not able to help this poor father. They had been given authority by Jesus himself to do just that. But for some reason, they could not affect this demon. Finally, the possessed son was brought forward to Jesus right away. Upon seeing Jesus, the demon convulsed the son, causing him to hit the floor and roll about, foaming again at the mouth. What a tremendous, awful sight, truly upsetting for all around. How especially heart-wrenching to see your own child in such a condition. Far surpasses the embarrassment, the shame, the sadness that any tantrum a child can throw can possibly do. Jesus asks, "How long has this been happening to this child?" Father replied that it has been since his son was a lot younger. Demon would throw the boy into fire, into water, trying to destroy this child's life. And so in desperation, the father says, "If you can, do anything. Have compassion on us and help us. If you can. If you can." What a foolish thing to say to God. And yet this father most likely did not yet fully know Jesus as the Son of God. And he had seen 9 of Jesus' own closest disciples try to cast out the demon, but with great failure. You and I likewise struggle with our faith. You and I have the whole testimony of God's Word, 66 books of over 40 faithful authors recording all of the story of the gospel for our very benefit. You and I have multiple faithful generations of Christians who have gone before us, who have faithfully passed down the faith to us. You are blessed each and every week here to have the ongoing ministry of Word and Sacrament, along with that very clear promise that eternal life is yours now, and you will live forever in the new heavens and the new earth still to come. Yet the wickedness of this world all around still bogs you and me down. We know, we hear, right is called wrong, and wrong is called right. The ends justify the means. Immoral behavior is lauded as truly virtuous. Honor is reviled, and true goodness is prudish. Sickness, death, war, bloodshed, famine, disaster is all around you. Your faith truly is rocked, to say the least. If you can, God, rescue us from this wicked generation. All things are possible for one who believes, says Jesus. And St. Paul echoed that truth, saying, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Your faith should hold fast to that truth. And yet we doubt, like the father of the demon-possessed son. And we rightly then echo his cry, "I believe, help my unbelief." That is, take away my doubts, my fears, my unbelief. Thanks be to God, Jesus' power is not dependent on your faith or mine. His saving work does not wait for our initiation, or then it would never begin. Jesus then rebuked the demon. "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never, ever enter him again." No doubt, no uncertainty, no hesitation, no timidity. Jesus is the one with true and perfect faith in God alone. For Jesus, true God in the flesh, has full power over all things in this world and over the demonic realm. That demon stood face to face with his creator, there before him in human vesture. Crying out then and convulsing the son terribly, he came out of the boy. The demon was gone. The son was left like a corpse. And yet Jesus grasped his hand, lifted him back to life. Jesus' action was one of true compassion, as the father of the son desired. Splachnisthes is the Greek word there for compassion, a true guttural word revealing the gut-felt emotions of Jesus. From deep down inside, Jesus desired to help this father, to help his son. And so he did. Jesus drove out the demon by the power of his word. He conquered what could not be conquered by man, just as he had done for that Syrophoenician woman, just as he had done for the deaf man and the blind man, and just like he has done for you and for me. You and I have no power whatsoever over sin, over death, over the devil. Our best efforts to overcome these eternal life-stealing banes, they fail greatly. For you need the Jesus who conquered the demons. You need the Jesus who healed the sick and raised the dead. You need the Jesus who fed the thousands with little bread and little fish. You need the Jesus who is the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of the living God. You need the Jesus who can indeed win eternal life and salvation. The Jesus who did just that by his own death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave 3 days later. And that Jesus you need, he is yours already. Given to you freely in the very waters of baptism. Given to you through the word of the gospel spoken in absolution and in the preaching of his word. That Jesus is given to you in bread and wine, the very body and blood of Jesus himself. Jesus alone can save you from your sins. Jesus alone can give you eternal life and salvation. Jesus alone can do these things. And Jesus alone has done them all for you. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.